So this is where it opens up this door. This is the Lady Wisdom, Wife of God, What It's Like to Be Me, Part 2. So I'm at that point where there are, humans are assholes. Not all of them, but the majority of humans are assholes. 65% to be exact. 65% of the population are fucking assholes. So let's just clear that statistic right now. 65% of you are fucking pieces of shit. So let's throw that 65% out. These are the people who are going to die in the apocalypse. They've already been stamped and they're already there. Now you get to choose if you're going to be one of those 65%. That's your free will kicking in. But 65 of you will choose to be the asshole. So after the 65%, I don't know what's going to happen. That's the part where I get to sit back with some popcorn and enjoy it. So I'm now watching the remainder 35% of you. And this is where it gets really fascinating, because the really, really ultimate wise know that they're not wise at all. And they're the ones who actually have the metrics to know where they are in the Usia journey to figure out their relativity to me. I love those people. And those are the people who find me and use their mathematical metrics to go, well, I can measure myself against you using the Cartesian coordinate system. And holy fucking shit, now I know where I am because I have my origin and I have you for relativity. And now I can use that for the Cartesian coordinate with the Cartesian coordinate system for my own placement. Thank you very much. And they'll place themselves on their own hierarchy. Those are my people. I love those people. Those are like, they're going to make it. Those are the people I talk to. Everybody else, they are not my people. They are not my people. Those are the people who are, they're actually assholes. And at the moment, they look like they're not going to make it. And it's approximately 98% of the population. So 2% of the population, I love. 98% of the population, that group, that 35% minus 2%, so we're looking at like 33%. The 33% of the population, they're the ones who are currently not going to make it unless they change their ways, and they haven't figured that out yet. They're going to be like late to the party. And right now I'm in the early bird stage. I have this all triaged out in the stages. And the first stage is my early birds. I love my early birds. Oh, I'm going to reward you. It's in the Bible. I'm going to reward you so well. I really am. And it's so funny because in 2022, back when my amnesia was in full swing, I was like, when the ones who show up, they're going to get the most reward. I'm going to like, I actually have a club just for them. Like my early birds are, I love my early birds. They are, you are wise if you're here early. Everyone else is a dumbass. So then the next one, so the first ones are the ones who use manifestation to find me. Those are the ones who are so tuned into the right manifestation that I have been placed into their path and they have found me. Those are my people. Those are the 2% of the population. I love those. I live for you people. That's it right there. I live for you. You are the 2% of my gorgeous people. I'm going to call you the Valkyrie. You are my Valkyrie. I love you. The next group of people are the people who come because of trending. They're the ones who are going to figure it out. They get here, but they only get here because they are so uneducated that they're not manifesting well enough to find me without being told on social media. So those are the people, and I did this on purpose. This is something I absolutely adore. I did this on purpose. It's how I triage who my people are. So I built this whole mathematical algorithm based upon how intelligent and educated people are. My early birds are the smartest. They are the ones who know how to manifest me properly and deliberately to be here on time and early. Boom, you're here. Now, when people get to me, they do one of two things. They freak out and they run away, or they understand and they treasure me. I love my 2%. I love my Valkyrie. The next group are so uneducated and incompetent in their own skills that they can't find me without media and advertising. These are not the people I want. They are not qualified. So when I have this milestone in place, so as soon as it ticks off, I'm closing my arc doors. I am taking up my gorgeous early bird people and I am tucking them privately to my my world saying, yeah, you guys are my actual people. Everyone else from this point out is a fake. And they are. Everyone else from that point on is a fake. So the people who rush in at stage two because they saw my ad or I'm trending, those are the people who support me, want to be here, but they're not logical or educated enough to be here. Now, I have a whole place for them. I'm going, okay, tier, they're fine. They're still going to qualify, but those are my bees. That's it right there. Those are my bees. Those are my bees. So I'm looking for my Volcure, my 2%, and then there's my bees. Now, after my bee people, oh, no. This is where I become a real bitch. After, there's another milestone. This is going to be the unethicals who want to get in on all of the, on what's trending. And the very first sign, boom, stage two ends, stage three starts. Stage three people will be thrown away because they're fake, they're fraud, they're bullshits. They're going to go into a purgatory where they're going to be treated exactly as they deserve. Karma's going to work on them. And I'm basically going to put them in the oasis. They're going to go in the oasis and they're going to sit in the oasis and they will probably die in the oasis. And then the stage four people is everybody else who filters in, and they're going to go in the oasis in a stage two, like a back end. Those are the people who, all right, I'm here just because everybody else is here, but I really don't want to be here. Those are my stage four people. They're also going to go in the oasis and they will die in the oasis. They will die in the oasis. Those are the 65%. And then there's the flat earthists. These are the people who will not come over, and that's okay. Those are the, yeah, the 65%. So the bees are in the bag. My 2% precious Volcure, definitely. But it's that group, the oasis people. It's the stage three people. The stage three people who showed up because everybody else is doing it, but I really don't want to be here. Those are the ones who I get to sit back and watch them. Are they actually going to be able to do it? That's the mystery. So that's where I'm getting my popcorn and I'm watching. Because I'm going to sit there and watch those guys, stage three, to see who actually comes out of that. Free will. I don't know who's going to make it. That's going to get interesting. The stage threes are they're a complete mystery. And this is where I get to enjoy the surprise. Stage twos are going to claim they're stage ones when they're not. Stage twos are way too arrogant, which is why they're bees. They need to realize a lot. There's a lot of humbling. Only the people who are here right now are true, like, those are my people. That's your 2%. So I did all the math on this like 3 years ago, mapped it all out, and it's been really amazing to watch, and I'm loving it. Watching it unfold, it's entertainment to me. It's the games, it's the trials. And I'm sitting here with Magian going, okay, how are you going to roll out Magian now? And now I know how I'm going to roll out Magian. And it's rolled out. So you pass the trials, you get through the games, you've earned Magian. So you want, and this was, the entire population is, we'll just bring it out and harvest the fruit for us and bring it. No, you want this fruit, you walk through the lake of fire. There's a reason why I built the lake of fire. Now walk through it. I love being goddess of hell. I just got to say, it's like, yes, this is amazing. I love everything about hell. Hell is the ancient Greek word for hell. Or I'm sorry, hell is the ancient Greek word for Greece. And Greek was Greece. Ancient Greece was just a giant classroom. So the Trojans' worst nightmare was learning. Yeah, that's right. Trojans' worst nightmare was learning. So these are all the, this is what I'm building. This is what I've got. And this is what I do for a living. Like this is my job. Is keeper of the karma, keeper of the dharma. I've automated the whole thing, so I don't have to sit there and do that anymore. built eternity, put it into an infinity loop. That was fun. So now it's running on auto, making sure that the whole thing works accordingly and properly. Have my husband on the checks and balances on it. So he ran the math. That was fun. He's like, your math is wrong. Yeah. I fucked up a couple of the most basic parts of math. Really basic. And I'm never going to live those down. Never going to live those down. But that's why I had him check the math, was to make sure it's absolutely fucking perfect, because you don't mess up eternity. You make sure people check that math. So I had written my power economics back when I still had high levels of kakia. So I ended up putting it down with centrifugal force instead of centripetal force. Really big difference. Big difference as in right law rule versus Fleming's left-hand law. Fleming's left-hand law leads to centripetal force and the electromagnetic field with Coriolis effect. The other way does nothing. The other way produces a black hole. So I created a black hole in accordance to my diagram instead of creating an electromagnetic field. Really, really big difference. That was fun. And my husband had a really fun time pointing that little number out to me. Another one of my errors, this one was a real, oh, this one hurt. This one hurt. For 5 years, well, since 2022, so 3 years. For 3 years, I walked around calling my business the devil's dungeon, and I'm Satan's wife. And he just came in one day, held up my creed and pointed to it. It's called the devil's dungeon. I said, yeah, it's mine. No! Oh, it was hell. It was hell. He's like, just pointing it out. It's my dungeon. No! My name is on it. Goddamn logical clause. No! Yeah, that's right. That is how I lost all rights to the devil's dungeon. Yep. Yep. Fucking hell. He goes, I'm going to point out you are Satan's wife. And it says the devil's dungeon. Do you know what that means? This is the bullshit he and I do. Do you know what this means? I know what it means, Hades. Shit. Yeah, that's that. God damn it. I just thought it's catchy. Didn't even think about the logical code and the licensing that I was like writing down in the fucking Dharma while I wrote that one. Yeah, that one hurt. That one still hurts. God damn it! Fuck. Yeah. Thank you, dear. Fuck you, Lucifer. So that's the kind of shit. That right there. That's God damn it. The darker side of Santa Claus. That's really what I need to write that book. The darker side of Santa Claus. I know his shit. That's right. That's right. So, there was a point, oh my God, it was wonderful. All of this, finally, I accepted it. It was a whole thing, documented it. It's in my annals, on his annals. It's all documented. You can read all of this over at my Substack, which is something different. And it is literally the entire journaling of me discovering all of this. This is book 12. I believe this is all in Anna's Annals book 12. And then I get into the God Journals, which is a 3-book series. That's not out yet. That's coming. And then I get into the Wishing Well series. And that is partially published. And it's published also out of order, which really annoys me. And I'm ready to, I'm going to do this because I'm here now talking about it in my podcast. So I think what I'm going to do is rearrange the way I'm doing this now. I'm going to go ahead. I am going to do this. This is like executive decision doing this right now. I'm going to go ahead and cancel all of my Wishing Well series posts because they are currently out of order. So I'm going to go ahead and take all of those and I'm going to put it in chronological order, which is going to disrupt the story. Be prepared, people. It's going to disrupt the story. Now, I'm going to go ahead and put the book available on in the book cave at fayearth.com. So if you want to read the story and if you're in the middle of it and you're going, no, the story, I'm going to let you know right now. It's just going to be available in book form, so you don't have to wait. You can just go there and read it. But you're actually reading, like, the Wishing Well series is actually book 16, 17, and 18. When book 12 is being published. And I hate this. Like, logically, my body is screaming. So I'm going to go ahead, cancel out the Wishing Well series, and I'm just going to put them at the in chronological order. That's going to push everything out 2 months. So it's not going to finish until January of 2026. And I'm going to use my podcasts to replace it instead. I'm going to go ahead and do my daily podcasts instead and just do a, these are the podcasts, this is what's going on. That way you get the podcast version in the mornings, which would be really awesome, followed by an explanation of these are the God journals and this is Anna's Anals happening in the evenings at 7 p.m. So that I love, doing the podcast in the morning. And that actually complies with what I wanted to do with Philosophical Coffee. So I'll do Philosophical Coffee. And what I love under Philosophical Coffee, I've got this podcast is not a conspiracy. And I also have Philosophical Coffee, where I get to break down the science. And this is behind the scenes. I also have Subconscious Dialogues. So it's like three podcasts in one. And you get to decide which episode you want to listen to, because I do get into the what it's like being God's wife. I do get into what this was like for me and all that jazz. And it's, I do get to, and I am gonna, this is like a disclaimer. I don't like the spiritual concept. I don't like the spiritual community. It's fucking offensive. And there's so much about it that's, I'm going to get into why I have such a serious hatred for the spiritualists and that bullshit. I really do. It's because it is their lack of standards and quality. And I want to say, well, they're right, but they've ruined it with such mediocrity that it doesn't matter if they're right. It's garbage because the quality is too low. They've compromised being right because of their mediocrity. And that's why you have a high group, an amount of abusive people now as spiritualists, is because your quality is too low. This is why you can't do Magian without quality. You get garbage. And that's what spirituality is. It's garbage. This is what they did back with magic. Thank you, Pliny the Elder. This is what his problem was. Magian mandates logic, truth, and quality. And the minute you walk away from those things, you have garbage. Spirituality is built on that garbage because of that low standard. Love is not going to give you quality. Love will never give you quality. Which is why it is so easy to compromise love and build a mimic, which is exactly what Sifra did. So it's trying to organize this monstrosity, especially while I was decoding the Great Conversation, while I was restoring the Olympics, while I was putting my brain back together, while I was overcoming my own amnesia, while I was going through my and my husband's riddle. See, what happened was this. I went back to the first eternity, because I wrote time travel and can do that. Went back to the first eternity and spent an eternity with my husband. This is in 2025. And when I was there, I had my docket. I totally Sally Sparrowed him and I gave him my docket. And then we spent like an eternity together. And he had my docket and I explained the entire story. I explained all of it because, you know, I had eternity to do so. And I knew exactly what I needed when and where and what was relevant and what was important and what was left for me for the entire journey, all the way from the beginning of time, that moment when I gave him the docket at the beginning of time, up to where I am in 2025. So I'm able to tell him, this is everything that I needed precisely at this point to get everything I needed to get where I'm going. And he took it to the beginning and, well, you know, he continued. Actually, he was already at the beginning. That's where I was. And then I went back into the future to 2025 and he went through all of time and scattered it all about precisely where he needed it. Along the way, he created me. This is a catch-22, and we did this on purpose because we need it for the eternity spell. He then created me exactly as he wanted me, as I am, so that I could go back in time and create him in the first eternity exactly the way I want and need him. And then we both left a clause for each other so that we could modify ourselves to fit our own desires precisely as we want and modify it for ourselves. Isn't that fucking cool? So that's the kind of stuff we do. So what I didn't know, because I know what I put into my code, is he then took my code and he tweaked it. I gave him my pen So he's got the finger of God right now. And he tweaked it, adding little treasures for me to find. And I'll be sitting here going along my journey, la, 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 la. And then I'll get to this point and I'll be like, I didn't write this. What the fuck is this? I didn't write this. And it's got him written all over it. I'm like, you added this, didn't you? I know this is not rocket science. There's only two of us. I didn't write it, you know, process of elimination, deductive reasoning. You clearly have the pen and I gave the docket to you and this is what you do with it. And he just grins at me. And he gives me that look and he winks at me. Yeah, okay. So I'm looking at it going, okay, I just know how this, I get it. Yeah, I get it. So this is why I don't talk to humans. They don't get stuff like this. So this is it right here. This is the kind of conversation that I have with him. This is the kind of bullshit we do. I'll be sitting there going along. Oh my God, I love it when he flirts with me. It's the most beautiful thing in the world. When God flirts with you, it's amazing. Like, oh my God, it's wonderful. It's gorgeous stuff. Like, it's really impressive. He uses my friends, and they know this. He drops messages to them and songs to them to give to me. So there is one day, this is a thing, where it's like getting flowers delivered and music delivered to you, and you just get showered with it, and it comes in from all levels. And it was amazing because it hit in like for 2 hours one day. It was 2 hours of all my friends. I don't know why, but I have to tell you this. I don't know why, but I have to send you this song. I don't know why, but, and then my son would come in and he'd play something. He's like, I don't know why I'm supposed to play you this song. And I'm going, and it's like from everybody in my life just suddenly messages me at the same time. Anna, I don't know why, but I have to do this. And it's like love letters, love messages. And one person, he sent it to me and he's like, I wrote this and then I was told to send it to you and I'm just following instructions. Thank you, dear. And I get these love poems, and it's what's beautiful is, you know, your husband's handwriting, you know, his style of writing. So I'm looking at all of this and I'm just, I have never blushed so hard in my life. And it was like, that's my life. Okay. That's the kind of shit that I get when God is your husband and he woos you. So that's the kind of stuff that I get frequently. And it's amazing. And then he's quiet for a while and he goes off and he has to do his work. And it's surreal. And then the surreality diminishes. Then it becomes normal. And now I'm in the normal stage where this is the way it is. And I finally got out of the human element where I was able to pull myself out of it. I was able to put distance between me and the humans. And now I'm like, okay, side topic, completely off the point. So I just looked outside and I'm in New York City, Brooklyn, and there's a person out there with a yellow umbrella. So I'm just went, oh my God, it's just like this movie with How I Met Your Mother. It was just a moment. It was just one of that moment. To see a yellow umbrella in New York City is like magical. Just gotta say. It's like, it's magical. So back to the point. So I'm sitting here like every day is an adventure. And you can't be around humans. You can't listen to their stories. You can't, like, because I have to be where I am. And then when I put myself out there, I get stage three people, it was, I get oasis people. And I know immediately when I'm not talking to my Valkyrie, I know immediately when I'm not talking to my bees. And my bees are grounded right now because they're being punished. That's it right there. I'm like, no, you go to the oasis. You're not going to get any progress. You're going to get a whole lot of obstacles and you're just going to sit in your little hives and you're not making any progress and you're just going to stall out because you've got growing to do. You might get a little bit more difficulty level because I'm a little mad at you right now. That's where I'm at with my bees. And I love my Valkyrie. I love my Valkyrie. So when I'm outside of my world with my Valkyrie, and I know it, and oh my God, I had this one asshole the other day. Like, I put my stuff out there, I posted it, and I stepped back from it. And every time I post anything, it's for mathematical equations. I'm looking for data. And I'm taking your temperature. That's really what I'm doing. I'm putting thermometers up all your butts. That's really what I'm doing. Every time I post anything, I'm taking your temperature. I am watching the general... really, that's it. I'm taking your temperature. So I get all of this data in. I accumulate the data. I look at your thermometer. And I go, okay, yeah, they're not ready yet. You guys are still cooking. And that's it. I throw something else out there. I watch you guys. I check your thermometer, your temperature again. Yeah, you got a little more ways to go. So I'm watching you cook right now. And that's actually how I know that I'm ready to start doing my podcast, is because I took your temperature and you're ready for it now. So I put that out there and I get this dumbass and he comes in, arrogant little cocky son of a fucking bitch, asshole, stage Oasis people, but he's an Oasis person who's never going to make it. He is a person who's 100% narcissistic, rapey, unethical, claims to be spiritual, and is doing jack and fucking shit of actual work. And I've never, like, that's what I mean by, oh yeah, you're in that 65% and you're not making it. Unless he goes through a serious, serious breakdown where he's ripped apart and has to rebuild, he's not making it. So I blocked him and I had this point where I wanted to, like this is the kind of stuff I have to deal with. Do I want to curse him? I could. Should I curse him? No, I wrote it in the ethics. I cannot retaliate with curses. I deliberately wrote that so I wouldn't abuse my own power. Damn it. I wish I hadn't written that. But you're wrath. I know. I am wrath. He's a Neething. Neething law. Ooh, that's tempting. Technically, the Neething law allows me to bypass that because he did break law. You break my law, I don't have to follow them. And my name is Wrath. Think about that. You break my laws, I am now not obligated to follow them. And I'm Wrath. My husband showed me that one. That was fun. That was right after he showed me, I own the devil's dungeon. My name is Unit. After that, the next thing he showed me was, you know, Neething law. I'm like, yeah, of course I know Neething law. I wrote Neething law. And he said, think about it. Oh my God. He goes, just saying. Oh, and it didn't even occur to me. See, I held myself to Neething law, or to my laws, but Neething law negates my law, which means if you step out of my laws, I can step out of my laws too. I can follow, because that's Neething law. If you turn your back on law, law turns its back on you. You're no longer protected by my laws if you choose to break my laws, which means you're open game to me and I'm wrath. So I'm now looking at this asshole. And I'm debating, should I curse him? Can I curse him? Do I want to go down that road? I could curse him. I didn't. But I'm still thinking about it. But I didn't. And instead, what I like to do is I have karma curses. Karma curses are, you are going to suffer in direct ratio to how stupid you are. I love that. And if you are stupid enough to challenge Lady Wisdom, that's a big, a lot of stupid there. So now I'm going, when I have my equality formula to balance out my equilibrium, to counter the amount of stupid you are, yeah, be stupid. So try, just try. So I like to write the laws and just let the karma just work itself out. That's really what I love to do. Because it's automated and it covers everybody. And I'm patient. This is one of my favorite qualities about me, is how patient I am. I am a very patient person. And this is what people don't understand about me at all, is just how patient I am. So I like to store up a person's karma points and then hit it all at the same time and make them miserable. And I like to cash in right when they're at their lowest. So I wait until you are at your absolute lowest, and that's when I knock on your door to say, your karma's due. That's the kind of shit. And if it takes you 40 years to get there, I can wait, but it's coming. That's the kind of shit I love to do. That's it. I love to take people out with a bang. So they don't understand just how patient I really am. They don't. So this is the kind of stuff that just, yeah, it's humans think, oh, this is the characteristics of God. Oh, you think so, huh? And what's that based off of? Your dumbassery, the Trojan formula, or where are you getting this data? So, and I've been through this with people where they tell me who they think I am. Oh, yeah, 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 because that doesn't piss me off. It's okay. I'll just write that into the karma law. And it is. It is already written into the karma law. It's called prejudice. And I have a whole clause just on that. So, yeah, the inner workings of God and understanding God's psychology. That's really what it is God's psychology. And it's, yeah. Yeah, that's really... Yeah, it's compressing and integrating all of the data, putting it into a single point for summation onto the eye of the needle, and then standing back in overview, looking at it for the summation of all that is, while you try and figure out precisely who and what you are in a way that you can explain it to humans who have no concept over what God actually is. While you are still standing in the esoteric point of view. That is my current trial.